Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. Gutterhelmetindy.com.
A lot of drama this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Woke up to the news that AT&T had a lot of their customers without service. Big outage for AT&T. Now, it did not affect other users like Verizon or Sprint. I had no problems all day today.
Is Sprint still a thing?
Sprint's still a thing.
I don't think Sprint is a carrier anymore, are they?
I believe they're a carrier.
T-Mobile? T-Mobile, Verizon. And the thing is, if you watch coverage this morning, Hammer, the news was saying all three of these carriers were affected by this outage. And then Verizon and T-Mobile were like, no, everything's fine on our end. It's just AT&T. And maybe some of our users are trying to communicate with the AT&T users. And that's where this is coming from.
Because the first thing you think about when you wake up and you see this is going on, and you're like, well, hell, we've been hacked. You know, this is the Chinese government. This is Russia. This is somebody.
It still could be. I mean, there's everything from EMP tests. Is this a test run of something bigger? Was it a solar flare? Which I think that's been debunked pretty quick.
Right.
Because it only affected AT&T. Solar flares don't pick and choose, you know, from the sun which carriers are affected.
What was affected was the stock of AT&T. It took a nosedive this morning. So whatever the reason was for this little glitch, if you want to call it that, this outage, it did not make for good news for shareholders of AT&T.
I mean, you go on Drudge Report, it's still like there are these giant headlines all in red. That's when you know it's serious, when you go on Drudge, because it's been scaring people since the late 90s. AT&T nationwide cell outage mystery. 911 crashes. World is ending. Solar flare. Hack. I don't know. I'm not ruling out a hack. There's people that are saying this is probably more than likely human error just because it was just AT&T, but it could be a hack as well. Who knows?
Now, speaking of scaring people,
yes.
Tell me where you're at with this tweet from Senator Marco Rubio. Little Marco, as Donald Trump dubbed him years ago. This is on Twitter. Quote, I don't know the cause of the AT&T outage, but I do know it will be 100 times worse when China launches a cyber attack on America on the eve of a Taiwan invasion. And it won't just be a cell service they hit. It will be your power, it'll be your water, and it will be your bank.
Yeah, it's scary. What did we learn from the FBI director a couple of weeks ago? Chris Wray, what did he testify in front of a committee and saying? China is a huge threat in terms of hacking, right?
Right. That was kind of the whole point of him being there.
Yeah.
Getting everybody ready just in case China wants to get a little squirrely.
The people in the Pentagon, people that are defending us, better have a plan ready. We've been talking about something like this for years and years and years. This is nothing new, by the way. The power grid, EMPs, hacking our infrastructure.
And think about how crippled this country would be if something like that actually does happen on a large scale. Like when the power was out here during the summer last year, when that big storm came through and people didn't have power for a couple of days. It's like we're living back at Little House on the Prairie time. Now imagine something like that on a national level.
Well, which, by the way, that storm only lasted a couple of hours.
Right.
Maybe not even that long.
By the way, T-Mobile did buy Sprint, and they've merged into one company. So thank you for that. Now, in these crazy times where we are looking for leadership, Nige, when we're looking for somebody to be the voice of reason during these crazy hacking times we live in, you can always turn to Joe Biden.
Really?
So here to share his thoughts on the AT&T cell phone outage is AI Joe Biden.
Sorry to hear your TV went out and you couldn't call Batman. I'll make sure that all phones will have squirrels with rockets on their ass moving forward. That way, you won't have to worry when, you make toast for dinner.
Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, delivering a very clear and concise message about the power outage.